say his agent reach out to Golden State and Portland want two players for one, and the two players that they want, Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, or Andre Wiggins and Jordan Poole, for you to get Dame Dollar. And he from L.A.
But Golden State, Oakland. Nah.
If I'm Portland, but I wouldn't do that. If I'm Portland, I wouldn't do that deal. You got to give me a lot more. You got to give me some more than that.
You talk about Portland, they blew it with Michael Jordan.
Talking
about Portland, they'll take anything.
Yeah.
You talking about the same team that drafted somebody named Aldo Nabi that played for Duke.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny because I've heard rumors also
of him going to the Lakers.
No, I've heard Wiggins and Poole's name was thrown in there, but guess what? They're talking about going to Boston for Jaylen Brown and I think somebody
else. And Malcolm Brogdon.
And Brogdon. I've heard that thrown around this week.
If I'm Boston, I wouldn't do that deal. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't do that one?
No, not
giving up a lap for
I'll give up Jordan Poole for Brogdon because Brogdon can bring the ball up, and now you got Steph playing off the ball.
That's a one and one.
The Brogdon jump would make more sense than the Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown.
See, with Brogdon, you got a natural point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Steph can play off the ball and almost run around and do like what Rip Hamilton did in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about retooling the squad, that could be one area you could use.
And then Clay can play the three.
And that way you can get rid of, and see, Golden State can get rid of their personal issues, what Wiggins had to go through. You ain't got to worry about that with Brogdon.
No, but you keep Wiggins. Because now you make Wiggins the sixth man of the year.
Nope. In my perfect land spot, I know it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen at all. I already know.
But
I would trade Dame for Drew Holiday, Grayson Allen, and whatever picks Milwaukee need to have. And send Dame to Milwaukee. I have him play it up. That's the big three. Dame Lillard, Chris Middleton, and Giannis.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Chris Middleton go.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
Chris Middleton already.
Yeah, he'll be wanted in the trade. The trade, you have to rebuttal that trade.
He might be going this year.
Mel, I got a better landing spot than that. Imagine this. The Knicks are one major superstar away. I would send trade Dame to the Knicks.
Hey.
Imagine that.
That's what Stephen A. want. That's what Stephen A. want. Julius Randle got to go.
There you go.
Julius Randle got to go.
We're going to get a small for a bid.
You get rid of Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett.
Whatever trade you have going on, Julius Randle has to be
But
in.
Dame Lillard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
think about it. I mean, you can guarantee a sellout at MSG.
There's nothing going on there still.
But look.
Where's your bigs at?
Carl
Anthony already looking to come to New York.
You got Robinson as a big.
But he's not there. Looking at this window shop. And 50 Cent had a song called Window Shop.
Get Damian Lillard.
See, I'm the crossover dude. I don't like this. This is a controversy.
We got two crossovers over here then.
Oh, man. Look, we already got bad enough to deal with one.
Yeah, remember, this is your backup.
Hold on. But y'all said give a whoop the whoop for a whoop. That's like giving up the what for the what. This shot time. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
take the what and leave the
what. I'm moving heaven and earth trying to get Dame Lillard. I don't care who I got to give
Knicks?
Up. Yes. If I'm the Knicks, yes.
Yeah.
What bigs?
Whatever bigs they need.
They not gonna get a big with Dame Lillard there.
But
I mean, with the Knicks not gonna regroup. It's not gonna be Patrick Ewing no more for y'all. If y'all Knickerbocker fans, y'all need to just let it go. It's not gonna be Patrick Ewing days no more.
They let that go. They let that go when Phil Jackson was there. Yeah, they already know 34.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They already know they done.
Yeah. He won't.
But
he won't gonna do what he did for Jordan.
They got a nice.
I got to turn my head because I'm sneaking.
Damian Lillard, Jalen Brunson, make that backcourt happen.
Where the ghost still Jordan.
Yo, you get no debate from me.
Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate you.
Of this era.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to talk about a
ghost. 40 years from now, yeah, it'd be LeBron.
Ghosts are always subject to change.
40 years from now, be LeBron.
That is a rabbit hole of rabbit holes.
So I'm just in the MJ era.
All across America. So you think Jordan's the GOAT?
Yeah.
By far, yeah.
Nobody. You seen the movie Air? They still making movies about this man.
I still would say
everybody have a controversy for that.
Yeah, I take nothing away from Jordan, but I still say Kareem
of his era.
Right,
we weren't born then.
Let's just say
our era is Jordan. LeBron is this.
Mike
era
was generational for everyone. Well, for these other eras that came behind him. Remember.
He set the standard for everybody else behind.
Charles Barkley said in an interview.
The man to go.
He said.
The man to go.
They saying the best advice Mike told him was like, look, man, go ahead and take that contract with Nike. You're an NBA player. You're a star. Take care of you for the rest of your life.
You a star.
If you negotiate that deal right,
you a star.
He was putting everybody that signed a deal with Nike on the game.
And everybody wanna be part of the Jordan brand.
And some shoes look better than others.
Yes, they do.
I love the Jason Tatums.
Yeah.
I hate them Zions.
But would you wear Jordans?
Yes. I have. I will. I actually got some in the mail. Don't tell nobody.
I know that's right.
I'm supposed to be balled on the budget, right? But
yeah.
I had.
Yeah.
We all balled on the budget.
Yeah, but I saw these James on the Nike athlete. They was like 112.
Hey, I got to get them when they're that cheap.
Yes, sir. And it's official.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We know that. Tish.
So I had to do it. I'm gonna be ashamed of myself. Well, actually, I'm not, because I'm not paying my Sling TV for the next 3 months just to make up for it. Gotta cut corners somewhere. Hey, the only thing I need Sling TV for is to watch the NBA, and the only thing I gotta do is come over here.
Exactly.
All I gotta do is either come over here. It's on ESPN.
Or TNT.
Watch it on ESPN now. So, I don't need live TV for the rest of the summer. I don't need live TV. I don't need Sling no more until football season.
What about baseball?
Baseball, I can still watch it on the ESPN app.
Are we going to talk about Ja?
I thought my dad was coming back in, but yes, Ja has been suspended, as everybody knows.
I mean,
well, indefinitely?
No, not yet. All team activities.
It's pretty much indefinite until further notice.
From the team facility.
So, like, he can't basketball play.
He can train at home. Basketball.
Well, I mean, as
he
a
can do
father,
whatever he want. He just can't come
he
to
can't
work.
He can't go to work.
We all fathers in here, right?
Yes.
So as a father, like as how you was talking about it, bro. As a father, Neil. Your father.
Not yet. But still.
Yeah, still.
Yeah.
As a father, a male role model, how do we feel about, you know what I mean? I say his father was there. He tried. I mean.
See a little bit of where his father was there and just tried and just then started being his friend.
Yeah, and that's where he slipped and fell. You know what I mean? But still, I can't blame his father for his mishaps and falling down, because you as a man, or just a human being, you gonna do what you wanna do.
But you gotta know better.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you do.
Cause you get paid to do something that you like to have fun.
Like you said, he lost a half a bill.
Yeah.
Half a bill.
And everybody know what I'm talking about.
And to be honest, that's just on the surface. That's a half a billion between two contracts.
Yeah.
One with Power 8, and you gotta think, since he's not gonna make all NBA first team this year.
Or if he would have made all NBA
on that
second or third team.
And he's not gonna make it next year either, because he's not gonna be online. I mean, looks like he's gonna miss maybe up to half the season.
Or the whole one.
Or the whole season.
We never know. We have to stay tuned for that.
Now, and this is the thing. Adam Silver is playing it so cool, because he said it looks bleak for him, but it's what the NBA investigates and what they find out in their investigations. So they're going to look at everything, every off-court incident that they know about or they heard about, and that's going to have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, because social media is the thing. And that's
your
what's
worst
doing.
Enemy.
Uh-huh.
It can be your best friend. Like my mama always told me, you got to pick and choose your battle. Social media can be your best friend or your worst enemy. Right. So you got to pick and choose your battle. And whoever listening out here right now, I know they heard that right there. And they listen to that, yeah, you got to pick and choose your battle. And social media or anything you can do in your life.
I don't care, social media, whatever it is, it was just a bad decision on his part.
Yeah.
And at some point in time,
he got to wake up and be a grown man.
And realize.
Yeah, because also it's kind of hard. Let me start here. I hate to put it this way, but this is South Carolina for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all never been to South Carolina, y'all wouldn't understand. South Carolina is one of the worst states when it comes to education, driving, and a couple of other categories. And he's from a small town in South Carolina. They don't get out much. They don't know a whole lot outside of South Carolina. Where he is in Kim, when he's in South Carolina, is in a whole different level. He has that whole state behind his back, because they see him as somebody that.
So he was in South Carolina with this last incident with a gun?
No, but you got to think. I'm not talking about way from the mentality. All of this is new to him. All of this is... that's where his attention is stuck on.
I'm going to say it's Memphis.
Yeah, so you take a small kid from South Carolina and you take him to a place like Memphis.
That's a disaster waiting to happen right there.
Right.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to cut this off. Y'all ain't see these last three buckets that was just going on. It was going back to back. And right here, I just wanted to say, look at this nice pass. And then, drive to the hole. Dunk. Boston up by one. 61-60.
Okay. Now, see, that's the reason why I got his shoes. Jason Tatum, but
61-60.
You take a kid from South Carolina that don't, I mean, It's country out there.
I mean, but it's country everywhere.
It's country in Memphis. It's a different.
Come on, man.
It is different. Look,
we in the boom. We in the Commonwealth.
Yeah,
no, that's the only difference from where we live. We are.
There is different. Trust me, brother. It is different levels to this. When I served in the Navy, I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina. I know those back. I know these country geeky folks, bro.
My auntie is from South Carolina. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know the back roads, the back everything you're talking about. And her son is a FBI agent. I ain't gonna tell his name, but
good.
He is
a FBI agent.
But you know what I mean.
We don't do no dry snitching on him. But my point is, you take a kid from South Carolina and you bring him to Memphis.
Yeah.
It's like a kid in the candy. He sees that environment as a kid in the candy store.
Okay.
Ain't nothing's going to register.
Oh.
It's open.
His nose is wide open to Memphis.
Zion from South Carolina, the only knock on Zion is he just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. And where
he's from South Carolina.
And no.
Orleans.
Exactly. And what's in New Orleans?
Enough to get you in trouble.
Food.
Mardi Gras.
And you wonder why Zion can't stay.
And enough to get you in trouble.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, see, that's it. Ja came to Memphis, fell in love with that street life in Memphis. Zion came to New Orleans, fell in love with the food.
Mardi Gras.
They gravitate easy and they're hooked. They're clenched.
That's French bouillon for something. I don't know what that means.
And that's why I was trying to say at some point we gotta stop blaming the dad.
No, I'm not blaming the dad because at the end of the day.
So are we blaming the environment then?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
And the whole world has told him. And he still didn't listen. So at some point in time, we gotta stop raking the dad through the coals behind us because
if he didn't tell him,
which I'm pretty sure he did, because you gotta think about this also, like we were saying before, these kids 21, 22, they think they grown.
And then we did the same thing.
I ain't gonna tell you, like I said, we ain't doing no snitching on here. I ain't gonna tell you what I was doing at 21. Yeah. Well,
see what I mean?
Yeah.
He ain't told his daddy what he was doing at 21 either.
I don't even want to think. Well, I know what I was doing.
Well, we both know
what you were doing. Yeah, we both know what you were doing.
I took the biggest loss of my life at 21.
But we ain't dry snitching on none of that.
But no, I'm talking about my grandma.
Okay.
At 21, I lost the biggest part of my life.
Hey, that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
I had to go back on here and refine myself.
Let's get back on the positive note, not trying to be on the down note. Trying to get me on my dot situation. I don't want to be on that.
Look,
I try to hang up on you. I ain't gonna lie to you. I hang up on you.
But you know what they always say. America loves a comeback story.
Yeah. It's always a comeback story. Look where we at right now. From me sipping coffee with her and you coming downstairs, that's another story.
I'm talking about the job situation. He gonna come back. He can come back from this.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so because I want to talk about him on the court. I'm about tired of talking about him off the court. But what can you tell? And this is my last point. What can you tell a 23. 19 and 25.
I mean.
And you already making more money than everybody else around you.
Then Lord of that. All I can say.
I mean, what else? I mean, it's hard to say what you gonna do with it. Who's he gonna listen to?
I wish you the best. And I hope you make better for yourself.
Invest it wisely. Something.
Yeah, but it's still all up to him.
I wish you the best.
And you know what?
It's so crazy. Just don't get caught up in something stupid.
It's so crazy because, like, as we was talking, but coming and thinking about it and talking about it, you're looking at somebody that was a father when he was in college.
Yeah.
that's the same age as Ja Morant.
Man, and Jason Tatum. I feel that. I mean, yeah.
It's different. And sometimes it's the organizations and the support team that you got around you. Like, some of these teams actually draft these young players and put a support system around them to help protect them from themselves. Memphis ain't do nothing to help. You know what this is? You know what Ja remind me of in Memphis? Zach Randolph. He was a troublemaker, but he was a baller. Zebo. He was the face of the Memphis Grizzlies. He learned from his off court when he got in trouble off the court. He turned his whole career around in Memphis after he got tore off as young in Memphis with some off the court problems. What Memphis should have done after his first incident with the gun, bring Zebo in to mentor him, to help guide him through these situations and these problems being a young superstar with this type of money you make.
Well, like you said, bro, they don't have the same little system that they had back in the day.
The stuff that worked 20 years ago ain't working the same now.
Nah.
So you can kiss that goodbye.
It's social media.
Then, social media wasn't even around at the time.
I know it. Yeah, but they said we had a big brother system back then.
Right.
Like you got your ass whooped by the neighbor, my bad. You got your house whooped by the neighbor down the street. You know what I mean? She corrected you. The neighbor down the street corrected you, and you wouldn't be judgmental back to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they could have that type of program still.
They ain't know she was on the phone with some adult in your house already.
But I will
she
say.
She was already on the phone with your grandma before.
I will say this. Kudos to the Grizzlies this time, because they're showing him you have to take accountability for your actions.
Yes, they will.
Because
you paying this fine. We paid the last one.
Yeah.
It's not determined what type of fine or whatever going to happen. But know that we're not going to see him at the start of the NBA season.
The money shouldn't even be an issue.
Mm-mm.
And Nike ain't going to drop him right now because they just released his first shoe.
So they got to keep that.
They just released it a week before.
They going to have to
keep the second pair of it. Another pair of the first shoe, other first Josh shoe, a week before the incident with the gun again.
They want that money.
Now look at this.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
I just thought about something, y'all.
He ain't going to do too much. He going to get tapped.
He just got signed with Nike, right?
Yep.
He had just signed a $200 million deal with Nike.
Yep.
A week later, what happened?
He showed
the first gun incident happened.
Yeah.
Now, you just came out with your second pair of Ja 1s.
Did y'all like those?
And what happened? Oh, no. What happened a week after your release date of your second pair of Ja 1s?
Show the pistol. I like these, little jumps. I got these.
Listen to the...
For $3.
Isn't that crazy? But
they look like they're $100.
And your jaws look like Kyrie's.
Yeah, I didn't like them. I didn't think there was. I gave them an E for effort. They weren't ugly.
I will say this, and this might be a bold prediction, but Kyrie Irving will be the point guard of the LA Lakers next year.
Yeah,
that's not too far fetched.
No.
Well, he's definitely going somewhere, but I don't know if it's L.A. or not.
Now, bold prediction would be saying James Harden is joining them.
No. I don't see why.
Well, there was a rumor that he might be a night with KD.
Now, what is this? Now, what would be crazy? You trade Chris Paul. You end up getting James Harden in free agency. And you end up trading and get Russell Westbrook and Phoenix to go along with Devin Booker.
Interesting. Well, you trying? One problem. I need Chris Paul to retire, man. He needs to hang this up.
He
needs to hang this up, man.
Chris Paul is going to play in Milwaukee with Giannis next year.
No, because
you heard it first.
There's not enough bubble wrap to keep Chris Paul in Milwaukee.
Here's my thing. I don't care where he goes. You can't stay healthy anyway.
Exactly. It's not enough bubble wrap for the season. You cannot.
I mean, that should tell you something right there. You need to just call the career while you still got your limbs.
Yes. It might work because he hasn't really played in no cold climates.
Ooh. Yeah. No. Go play with the wife and kids, Chris. It's time, bro. Yeah.
No.
Yes, it's time. It's time, Chris. Go play with the wife and kids.
Chris Paul needs to go and sack it up. It's retirement time.
There go Chris Paul right there.
He cannot stay healthy for an entire season.
There go Chris Paul right there. He in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Hey, you can leave my dad out of this, okay?
It's retirement. Wait.
Look, we haven't started talking about football yet. I was gonna sit up here and see if we could take a quick break because
yes, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Before we talk about
some football, we're gonna take a quick music break, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we'll be back with some football.
Breaking news.
Uh oh.
Miami is a problem, young man.
That's not breaking news.
Young man.
We'll be back.
It's the third though.
And as you can tell, the red cups are halfway empty. We got a little bit left for the show, and we already started talking trash about football. Of course, you know, I am a diehard Eagles fan, and, you know, my co-host, Kevin Harris and Romar Smith, you know, they're diehard Washington fans, whatever you want to call them. Kevin and I are cool. That's what puts me into between a rock and a hard place, because Kevin and I are cool. I don't like the football. I don't like talking, you know, going back and forth a lot of times, but sometimes I just got to, and Romar just brings out the worst in me. Sometimes he just really does.
Me being the special guest, y'all don't see my face, but I am a San Francisco 49er fan.
He liked those treats out there.
Yeah.
And I got respect for
the biggest community of them all.
I don't give a fuck.
Wait a minute. And it just went to the left.
The red cup is, it already got in. I'm sorry. It's about two sheets in the Baca system. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we already seen the bottom of it.
I can't be talking about his.
That's what happens when you start talking football. That passion comes in. Don't nobody want to hear no mess about their team. It's like instant
the
fighting.
The only
words,
thing good in Philly is the cheesesteaks.
Yeah, they're good.
What's good in Washington?
Nothing.
Don't worry, I'll wait. I mean, Chocolate City, is there chocolate up there?
No, nothing.
I heard the cocaine was good.
Hookles.
No. Okay.
I don't know nothing.
Oh.
Ask the mayor.
are we still going back to that? Mary and Barry?
Yeah, you throwing shots from...
From middle school. If that's the best you could come up with, come on.
I didn't want to get into the politics,
since you said that, Marion Barry, one of the best at it because he didn't get fried by the judicial system like Meek Mills.
Oh.
And they freed him and we won the Super Bowl, didn't we?
Luckily.
There was no luck in it.
Luckily.
What with Nick Foles?
Yeah, and the Philly special.
Yeah, it was special, wasn't it? It made you sick. It made you sick to your stomach when you saw that.
But you ain't smelled one since then. Nick Foles deserve a whole parade. No, he need a statue.
He has one.
The Rocket.
No,
he has one.
Nick Foles, yo.
Nick Foles has a statue in front of Lincoln Financial Field. I mean,
the Rocket.
What more do you want?
Jalen Hurts ain't gonna get one.
Oh, let's see. He will. It's gonna be one over. is gonna be one. He's gonna have a highlight over Washington. Mm. Not just one. He might have several.
That's just probably a regular season game.
Well, it definitely ain't gonna be a playoff game. When last time y'all won a division?
Patrick Mahomes smoked Philly Blitz. Mm. I ain't talking about junior. I'm talking about senior. We smoking Philly Blitz.
Well, a lot of folks smoked the Washington pack last season. That's all I'm saying. And no, did y'all play Washington in the playoffs last season?
Nah.
Y'all keep eliminating somebody in the playoffs area. Oh, that's the Cowboys.
That's the Cowboys.
Oh, that's the other team in the NFC East. We ain't gonna talk about the Giants. I got reservations about the Giants. Even though I respect all Giants fans, but we played them on Christmas Eve.
It's kind of crazy.
We'll see the early power rankings.
How you feel about being under the Cincinnati Bengals at the end of the season?
We
don't care.
I'm just saying.
No. Haven't you read the slogan? Philly, no one likes us. We don't care. We don't care what y'all think.
Okay, Rock.
We don't care what power rankers y'all guys rank. We expect y'all to hate on us anyway. Hate us because you ain't us.
We ran ramshot over the NFC last year. Y'all ain't been y'all selves in Philadelphia because it ain't nobody that won one.
In Washington either.
That's all right. So y'all can go ahead and.
You know the last time Washington was relevant? I was in middle school wearing the pajamas with the feet in them.
Damn.
And you got a nerd to talk about Philly. At least we like our owner.
The feet and.
Well, look. Y'all still window shopping because y'all enjoyed the party.
We like our owner. We like our GM.
Y'all only got one lonely little ass trophy sitting in the case. Mm-hmm. And you are still window shopping.
One. We got five.
You got the same amount of rings as, matter of fact, y'all got less rings than Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And our rings are platinum.
Everybody in the division outside of you guys has more than one stinking Vince Lombardi trophy. Come join the party with multiples.
It ain't but one.
Can y'all holler at me?
Can y'all win one this millennium, though?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter. We still have more than y'all.
We still got
championships. He talking about them old school joints.
No, we talking about. I'm talking about Super Bowl.
Are there any players from your Super Bowl team still alive?
Oh, it's a lot of them.
Oh, for mine, yeah.
It's a lot of them still alive.
It's been a while.
A lot of my players still alive.
What you talking about? Doug Williams still alive?
Doug Green still alive? Mark Monk still alive?
Gary Clark? Yeah. Sanders? Mark Ripken?
And
Sugar Hung and Ice Tea?
And my guy.
Dexter Manley is still alive.
Wow, you got just the names
on those. Mark Schlereth. Here you go.
You got just the names on those players. Except for Sting, it's been a while since you heard of any of those names. But we've won the last one out of our division. We won it recently.
Have y'all had a generational player in Philly outside of Randall Cunningham?
We've had plenty of generational players. I'm wearing one right now. Reggie White, the best defense.
We had the greatest safety to get cut down short in his career, man.
Yeah. Now, see, that's not fair.
Yeah.
You can't talk.
Yeah, about. We had something that ain't nobody in league had.
Somewhere where it hurt.
Yeah.
We had something that nothing in league was ready for. They got cut down short.
Yeah, rest in peace, Chantel. He was one of the greatest. And probably would have been the greatest of all time had his life not been cut short.
Yeah.
But he didn't win. Y'all won either.
You know, but that's gonna always be a sticking point to this day. At least for us.
He didn't win y'all one either. I'm sorry.
Donovan McNabb ain't do nothing but Willie Beeman it for y'all.
I'm drunk as hell.
Yeah, but he's a generational player.
Man, you
Michael Vick is a generational player.
Man, you had Terrell Owens rush back from a broken leg just for Donovan McNabb to throw up in the huddle of the Super Bowl.
And you had RG3 rush back from a broken leg for what?
No, he had himself out there.
Okay, so we've all had those type of players. But the fact of the matter is, I'm still you waiting only for Watch to be relevant.
Yeah. And
they have not been relevant since I was in middle school. Why since we're winning, why can't we talk?
I mean, you can't. You have the right to talk. You got your stinking ring.
Give me one platinum ring or five gold ones anyway, any day.
Well, they got one of them.
Yeah. They got one pack of noodles.
Yeah.
We got the latest version.
They ain't got nothing. All they doing is bringing the noodles to the shing ding.
We got the new new.
I give you that. Y'all do.
I hope that y'all continue y'all winning ways.
I hope y'all get a new stadium.
26 gonna be. 26 gonna be. Yeah, we gonna host the Super Bowl in our house and gonna win.
Oh, y'all gonna play in the Super Bowl? Hey, y'all.
Yeah. Found out today, like y'all the got the 2026 Super Bowl.
Yeah, and we gonna win there.
Oh,
I said it first. You heard me.
Oh, 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Now that's a mighty bold prediction on that one.
And Jimmy Garoppolo gonna be their quarterback again.
No, he's not.
In that Super Bowl.
No, he's not.
Okay. It's going to be Trey Lance.
Or it could be somebody else.
It's not going to be Brock Purdy.
Huh.
You don't give Brock Purdy a shot to be the man?
I ain't saying that, but from everything that I've been saying is Shanahan has been saying a lot of good things about how Trey Lance has been looking. On his road back.
Yeah, that's smoking mirrors. You gotta say that, cause that's his number one pick. They gotta justify that.
I'm not gonna be doing smoking mirrors.
Or trade.
If it's trash, I'm gonna call it trash.
So you calling it trash?
It might be trash. Mm. Actually, he looked worse than Justin Fields.
Mm.
Mm.
The best thing that might have happened today's season was him getting hurt last year.
And Garoppolo.
I mean, because I think that for real, you did Jimmy dirty.
Ah, house away.
I mean, you do Jimmy.
I mean, Jimmy did over the last couple of years. He did take you to a Super Bowl and a NFC Championship game.
We trashed them.
But I understand, far as an organization, you traded up to go get this guy. So you gotta see what he worked with. But
you weren't working with shit.
You saw what he was working with at the end of the season before you made him the star.
Jimmy Garoppolo dirt. He got hurt. Then he got hurt too.
Yes, he did.
I mean, ain't like we did them dirty. Shit, we ain't do him dirty. He got hurt on his motherfucking arm.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Studio W Sports Page. We're going to wrap this thing up. Hey, guys, any parting words before we hang out? It's 10:30. We got to get on out here. Y'all got any parting words?
Thank y'all for having me here. I appreciate y'all. Lenny Hurd signing out.
Enjoy the weekend and be safe and continue to be great.
Well, like I said, man, just enjoy the games this weekend. And like I said, man, just keep on living your best life.
Yes, live your best life. Ladies and gentlemen, I love y'all. Thank y'all for spending the evening. If Miami wins, Boston might. Eric Spoelstra, best coach in the NBA. Boston loses, it is a wrap. They might as well not even fly to Miami. Same thing for LA. If they lose game three, you can forgive. I remember I said that. I will holler at you next week, but in the spirit, I will see y'all at church on Sunday. It's the Studio W Sports page.
Amen.
See y'all later.
Peace.